WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, Z Country. Welcome back to this special series. And today I'm going to be starting a three-part series with Dr. Cody Turner, and he's the chief medical officer over at Union Hospital. And we're going to be really talking all things COVID and Delta variant and some of the different topics we're going to be talking about today and also over the next 2 weeks is going to be really the strain in the hospital system and also some of the misconceptions that I've seen myself on social media platforms. And to get things started off, doctor, first tell me a little bit about yourself, and then let's just jump right in right after that and really talk about what we're starting to see in the hospitals, especially here in our local one in Dover.
I am the chief medical officer at Union Hospital, which has been my job for about the last 4 months. In addition to that, I still do about 40% of my time clinically, and my background is being an ICU doctor. So prior to taking the position at Union Hospital, I was primarily practicing at Hillcrest Hospital on the east side of Cleveland for the last 3 years. And I've been in the Northeast Ohio area forever. So I've practiced at SUMA, I've practiced at Mercy Medical Center, and now also at Union Hospital. And unfortunately, I've been dealing with coronavirus for the last year and a half. Something that people find interesting, although it's not a badge that I particularly wear with honor, I was the first Cleveland Clinic physician to intubate a patient with coronavirus back in March of 2020. So that's kind of my background. So I have two spreadsheets up in front of me right now with today's data. And the data, locally for Union Hospital today is out of our entire adult inpatient census. 50% on the dot is positive for coronavirus. We have in our ICU currently 80% of our ICU are patients with coronavirus. The other thing that's important from that end is I'm looking back over the month of September, and from September 1st to today, we've had 4 days in the month where we had one ICU bed open, and the rest we've had no ICU beds open. And to put that into context for people why that's important, generally speaking, in an ICU, we keep what's called a crash bed. Meaning if somebody on one of our medical floors or somebody that comes into the emergency department is acutely, critically ill, has an acute stroke, a heart attack, suddenly needs to go on a ventilator, suddenly becomes septic, then we keep a bed available to get those patients to the ICU quickly. But unfortunately, with the state that we're currently in and the number of patients we're seeing, we haven't had that capability every day. Now, we do have some contingency plans available to still take care of those patients, but I think that just helps to illustrate how dire things are at present. The other piece that's really important for people to understand is not only is this concerning from the number of patients we're seeing with coronavirus, but because our hospital, in addition to the entire Cleveland Clinic system, in addition to all the hospitals in the state of Ohio, are again inundated with coronavirus patients. And what that means is all the other patients that we would normally be seeing and trying to take care of very quickly, again, patients with things like heart attacks, strokes, traumatic injuries, where we usually try to get them in the emergency department and get treatment in a very short period of time, those patients will have delayed treatment related to the number of patients that we're seeing with coronavirus. So not only is this concerning just from the patient standpoint, the number of patients we're seeing with coronavirus again, but when the health system gets overwhelmed, it impairs our ability to take care of other patients also.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But I did want to touch on and ask, out of the number of COVID patients that you're currently seeing in the local hospital systems, is there a typical age range? Because I know last year it was mostly those who were the older set that was really in the hospital. What are we seeing now?
So the overall trend is that our patients are younger and sicker at present than they were a year ago. There's a variety of factors that play there. I think probably the most important thing is vaccination status. So if you look at the data for Tuscarora County, which I looked at as of yesterday, in Tuscarora County, our vaccination rate is 40% throughout the county. That's eligible patients over the age of 12. And that gets broken down further. And this is not secret data that I have access to. Anyone can go to Google and look up coronavirus, vaccine data for the state of Ohio, and you'll find the website where it's all listed. And that's also broken down by age. And the trend that you'll see is for patients 65 and over in Tuscarora County, approximately 70 to 80% of those people have been vaccinated. And if you look at people in their 20s, people in their 30s, it's more like 25%. And so what we're seeing is patients in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s primarily, where a year ago we were seeing patients in their 60s, 70s, 80s.
Okay, so for the COVID cases, we're seeing that primarily more of the younger adults versus like youth in school, right?
Yeah. Now, the other thing thing is, you know, school has just resumed, you know, both in our local community and again throughout the state, pretty significant variation in how school districts are handling, you know, their policies. There are some places that are requiring mandatory masking for everyone. There are some places where it's optional. And we are seeing, you know, more children getting infected with coronavirus this time than we've seen previously. And again, there's a variety of factors that play there. Number one, children under the age of 12 at present, you know, cannot get vaccinated. You know, additionally, people are back in school in person, where, you know, last year it was largely remote learning. And so, you know, those factors play a role as well as to the patient populations we're seeing. If your listeners take nothing else from me today, the single best thing that as a community we can do, not only for ourselves, but for each other, for our health system, for our healthcare workers, for our vulnerable populations, is getting vaccinated. You know, it is concerning to me, you know, if you look back a year ago, and obviously being an ICU doctor, and at the time I was at Hillcrest, you know, there were signs everywhere, you know, healthcare heroes and people sending in food and all of these things. And I guarantee you that if you spoke to anyone who's dealt with as much coronavirus as I have in the last year and a half, they would gladly give all of that back if it meant one more person would get vaccinated. You know, if people want to thank healthcare workers in their community, don't send us food, go get vaccinated. That's what we need.
That's going to be all of our time for today. Again, with me is Dr. Cody Turner. He's the chief medical officer over at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital. And we're really discussing COVID-19 and what they're seeing in the hospital systems. And coming up next week, Dr. Turner is going to be back with me. And we're going to be really diving into some of those COVID misconceptions that have been circulating on social media platforms. With your Tus Talks episode, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.